Hello, my name is Lindy Smith, and I'd like to welcome you to Already Calm. Episode 1. What is meditation? Meditation is the practice of training the mind. We're not trying to make ourselves calm in meditation. We are already calm. Beneath the whirlwind of mental activity lies a great calm inside each of us. So we're not training to get calm, and we're not training to get rid of thoughts. We are training to see what is really there. Through training the mind in meditation, we learn to turn our attention inwards and to bring greater awareness to our thoughts and feelings. Over time, this awareness helps us discover our mental habits. It's like shining a light into the darkness. And this is why some beginners feel that they have more thoughts or more pains in their bodies when they begin meditation. It is not likely that by practicing meditation you're thinking more or feeling more. It's not likely that by practicing meditation you're experiencing more pain. It is likely that through meditation you're becoming more aware of your thoughts and feelings, however. Are we just our thoughts and feelings? As we watch our thoughts, we find that there is a gap in the mind stream. There is a gap in between one thought and the next. In this gap, you can find a wonderful rest from mental activity. And over time, this gap begins to grow. It is this gap in between one thought and the next, in between one thought and our reaction to it, that is crucial to the practice of meditation. In the gap, we find we have a choice. How do we act next? And it's here that meditation practice can really begin to integrate into our daily lives. By becoming aware of our habitual tendencies and opening up this gap, opening up a space to choose how we act, we find freedom. Because the point of all this practice is not to become a meditator. The point of this practice is to become free from mental slavery. Your meditation practice is your own research project. You're investigating your own mind. I'm not investigating your mind. You're doing it for yourself. So although I can give you advice, there is not one rule for all. Really, it's your research. So find out what works best for you. And even though this podcast is intended for absolute beginners to meditation, as well as people who have already experienced some practice, I would like to remind you that practice is not a quick fix. One 10-minute practice may help you feel temporarily more aware and more relaxed, but without regularly bringing your attention to your thoughts, your mind will resort to its old habitual ways. So the best way to benefit from meditation is to practice little and often. Scientific research shows that those who meditated for 30 minutes a day, every day for 8 weeks, had measurable changes in brain density in those parts of the brain associated with memory, sense of self, empathy, and stress. But don't worry if you can't find 30 minutes every day. Even 5 minutes a day will make a big difference. And you will find your practice changes every day too. You may find it incredibly easy one day and then absolutely horrendous the next. Don't worry, this is normal. This is normal for beginners and normal for experienced meditators, because the rate of our mental activity ebbs and flows in cycles and is very easily changed by the circumstances of our lives, which change from day to day. There is an old saying, meditation is not. Getting used to is. Meditation is not something concrete that we can go and get. It's not something you can hold in your hand or taste. But by regular daily practice, we can learn to rest. Rest in our natural awareness and rest our exhausted mind. My advice is just to try it. Try it every day for a few weeks and see how you feel. Although this audio is designed to help you meditate, it is not intended to replace a good teacher. Having a meditation teacher has many benefits. You have an experienced mentor, a role model, somebody to share your practice with, somebody to ask questions to, and somebody to advise you on which particular practices might best be suited to you. If you would like to find a meditation teacher near you, or if you have any questions, then please feel free to email me. My name again is Lindy, and you can reach me at thealreadycalmpodcast@gmail.com. In part two, I'll be giving you some advice on practical things to bear in mind before you begin to meditate for the very first time. I hope you've enjoyed the Already Calm podcast. Thanks for listening.